Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for hanging out with me. Have a great visit with our good friend Ken Grombach. And folks, if you go back and go to my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com, go back and notice some of the things that Ken has talked to us about over the years as a longtime original member of our Brain Trust on the demographic issues. You know, if you're a business owner and you're not paying attention to some part of your strategy isn't focused a little bit, at least somewhat, on the demographic waves, the demographic dynamic that's out there in terms of total population, in terms of numbers in generations and that kind of thing. I just think that that needs to be part of your world. Ken, what do you I know that's something that you talk about all the time in your work.
The thing that I find mysterious, Jim, is the fact that people will talk about the economics of a nation. They even talk about the geography of a nation. And they will discuss the population of a nation, but when the rubber meets the road, they don't put the puzzle together. I was talking to a fellow last night from Spain, and he was talking about changes in Spain, what the economy was like in Spain, and I said, you realize that the fertility in Spain is one child per couple. It's just like China. And mm-hmm. and he kind of looked at me like, yeah, so? I said, well, that means in 50 years there's no Spain. I mean, if you keep this up. So,
because there are more immigrants than that.
The immigrants that are coming into Spain are Muslims, and the Muslim
regardless, I mean, I don't care about their background. The point is that with one child birth rate, when you compare that to the immigration situation, the people who are coming in are going to overpopulate the people who are already there.
Correct. And then what you have to do is take a look at the people that are coming in and say, are these people compatible with our culture? And if they're not, you have a problem.
I've said for a long time, and I may have said it to you before, that I've said this is not a statement of judgment about anybody. I've just said that if you want to see Europe as you imagine it that it would be, and that as it has been for the last 1,000 years, so to speak, you better go now, because in 10, 20 years, maybe 5 years, Europe won't look like it. It won't have that charm. That it'll be different. It'll be different. I'm not saying it's going to be worse. It just won't have that charm, that romantic charm that you think it's going to have.
I'll take you one step further. Muammar Gaddafi said 10 years ago that the Muslims would take over Europe without firing a shot. He's correct.
Yeah, that's interesting. So, what should Americans? All this information we're talking about with regard to Europe? We talked about China in the previous segment. What should all this mean to a U.S. small business owner?
U.S. small business owners are right on the cusp of something incredible, something great. It's like the stars are aligned. One, manufacturing is going to come back to the States. It already is, and we talked about this.
That's happening even as we speak. Let me stick this in quickly. A lot of it is small business manufacturing.
The second that tsunami wave hit Japan, the entire Asian supply line was in question. And according to the people that I've talked to, and I have talked to about literally 1,000 small manufacturers since that happened, they said their phone rang the next day. And the big manufacturers are saying, we cannot afford to have something that's happened 5,000-6,000 miles away affect our assembly line. We just can't do
right.
that. We can't. So we're going to pay a little bit more. We're going to get the work done right here, and we're staying here. Okay. Why is small business coming back? We talked about Walmart before. So Walmart is, I think they're past their eighth straight quarter of same store sales decline in the United States because the concept no longer works. What's going to happen? Small business is going to break off of Walmart just like it was assimilated into Walmart. Mm-hmm. The overall economy of the United States is going to flourish once our attorneys general get a handle on the foreclosure issue, because that's the big thing right now. As soon as they handle a foreclosure issue, and they are, they're addressing it, they're going after Bank of America, as soon as they do that, the housing market will come back, and the housing market is the economy. So all the way around, the economy is going to break loose. It's going to be huge. It's going to be big. It's going to be great. And who's standing right? Who's going to be the beneficiary of all this? Small business.
And you know, there's another thing that I've been saying, Ken, recently. If you're an existing small business, you're going to have a window of opportunity where you're going to reap the benefits from a volume standpoint, from a profitability standpoint. For I don't know how long it's going to last, if it's going to be 3 years or 5 years or 10 years. But, Ken, the startup opportunity in America is really bad right now compared to the way it has been in previous recoveries. And so I think the existing companies who made it through the last recession, the Great Recession, learned how to operate frugally and are doing it now, as the economy expands, they're going to be in a position to reap some incredible benefits. What do you think?
That's the key. You're talking about what you're talking about. The underlying a theme of what you're talking about is called market share. And if you've survived to date and you're alive, and you may not be doing all that great, but you're alive. Your business is good. You're able to pay your bills. You have a share of the market. When the market expands, there's a geometry to what happens, and you're in the best position.
I think so too, and I think they're going to look back. I mean, as tough as things may be right now for a lot of folks, I think in 2 to 5 years they're going to be saying, "Wow!" I mean, I think there's going to be a quantum leap effect that won't just go to the next level and the next step. It'll actually jump a step. And hold on to that thought, Ken. We're going to take a quick break, folks. It's 10 till. Right back with Ken Grombach. We come back, I'm going to ask Ken to compare communities and demographics. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.